Every time we play the song, I want to watch the movie. Like, immediately. I just want to go home and watch the Blues Brothers. Welcome back to That 590 Show. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line as well at 855-282-8255. Probably the biggest story over the weekend, though, was the arrest of Tiger Woods yesterday for a DUI in Jupiter, Florida. The police found him asleep behind the wheel at a stoplight and then gave him a he refused the breathalyzer, but his BAC was 0.00, and it turned out that it was painkillers. That was a reason why he was driving erratically. And I hear a lot of people say that, so what? At least it wasn't booze, but it was, you know, painkillers. That to me, that's a lot. That's just as dangerous as alcohol. How is that no big deal? He's still impaired. He was asleep at the wheel at a stoplight. How is that something good? What if it wasn't a stoplight? What if he was going down the street and he fell asleep?
There's a reason.
And he hit somebody. Then how harmless is it?
There's a reason. There's a legal distinction between DWI and DUI.
There shouldn't be, though.
I mean, no, there should be, because one is.
If you're impaired, you're impaired.
No, but driving, but there's a difference. You drive impaired because it's alcohol. They can register it with a number and things like that. Driving under the influence, you clearly cannot pass a sobriety test. They can't clock it on any sort of scale.
There's
like
got to be some kind of way they can determine what kind of impairment that you're at. Though.
No,
because that's just as dangerous.
They don't have, but that's DUIs are it's the exact same thing. But it's just that's why he got a DUI, not a DWI, because it didn't involve alcohol.
Sure.
They're still saying, though, that he was not in any case to be operating a car.
What's the Mount Rushmore of athletes that have just a tremendous fall from grace? He's got to be up there. It's got to be him. Mike Tyson's got to be another one, too, where you're like, just what the hell happened to this guy?
I mean, Tyson got accused of rape in 1992.
He did, but I mean, it was just a tremendous... I'm not saying they're the same thing. I'm just talking about falls from grace.
I'm saying that there's both of them have... I think you can pinpoint, I mean, why they're falls of grace. Tiger, the interesting one for Tiger.
Tiger hasn't been good for 10 years.
No, the thing. Well, he was the PGA Tour player of the year in 2013. He rebounded for a year, but it was his health. The issue thing with Tiger, though, is that with all the stuff swirling around him, we haven't been able to pinpoint if there's a reason why it's happening. Some people want to say there's a reason for Tiger's immense success in there, and maybe that's tied to now his falling apart. Other people want to say, you know, when he does things like,
well, it's just
when
pain.
When he does things like train with Navy SEALs and he's not doing any other kind of training, maybe that puts his body in a situation where he wasn't prepared for it in that athletic way, and so maybe that's why his back starts hurting. But bottom line is, yeah, the guy fell apart. Whether it's because of his marriage, because it's emotional, or because it's a physical thing, it's just a
public image that was crazy. Just shattered.
So we got the top 10 list according to Fox Sports: Ryan Braun, Aaron Hernandez, Oscar Pistorius.
Yep.
Yeah, the Aaron Hernandez is a really good one.
For sure,
Pistorius isn't that. I mean,
murder,
Lance
murder.
Armstrong.
But I'm just saying that he was more. He was big in South Africa, not really big here.
He was big in America. People,
because of the Blade Runner.
Exactly,
that was the reason why.
Exactly. That's all you needed.
But the proof of the pudding, though, was right there. Giamatti had no idea who he was.
I had no idea who he is.
See,
yeah, but no, Lance Armstrong, Giamatti not knowing somebody who was in the public eye means nothing about how much that person
but you
was
were
in the
giving
public
him,
eye.
You were giving him David Koresh and Mary Kay Letourneau. I'm surprised you even know who they are. That's well before your time.
I'm sorry. How do you not know who David Koresh is? I mean, literally.
Happened like 20 years. That opened over 20 years ago. Giamatti was in diapers.
You know who the Bundys are?
The Bundys?
Yeah.
Like from the TV show? Like Al Bundy?
Well, that's because it's on every morning. Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line.
I wasn't referring to that Bundy.
Ted Bundy?
Yes, I was trying to see.
Oh my goodness!
I was trying to see if you knew Ted Bundy. Because if you know Ted Bundy, you're gonna know David Koresh. It's right alongside each other, right?
This music. Thank God we got Baby O on the Bellman Automotive phone line to save us here. Baby O, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. If you expect me to reach some sanity to this show, you better go to the next caller.
Well, the next caller is Mark. So God knows.
Well, more insanity. You know, it's interesting. I wouldn't put Ryan Braun on that list. Because Ryan Braun is still playing baseball.
That's true.
He still collected his $120 million contract, and he's basically still playing well.
Yeah, he's so not. He's not as good as he was before, obviously, but he's not awful. I mean, like you said, he's still playing.
But I don't. He hasn't fallen from grace. When I think of a player falling from grace, I think of somebody just basically falling off the map almost.
Lance Armstrong.
And
that's a good one.
I don't think the marital problems had anything to do with Tiger Woods' downfall. Because remember, in 2013, Tiger won 5 tournaments.
Yeah, I think his body's just falling apart on him.
Yeah, he didn't win a major in 2013, but remember, he was the golfer of the year in 2013 because all the other majors were split up among other golfers, so nobody won more than one. And that might have been a sentimental vote too for him, but no, I think injury was the main reason for Tiger Woods falling from grace. And let's face it, he's taking some pretty strong stuff. Anybody who's ever had back problems know that he's not taking Tylenols.
He's not taking those.
And like I said, let's face it, you take those and you combine that with driving at 3 o'clock in the morning, no telling what he was doing. That's none of our business because he is a 41-year-old adult, so he's allowed to be out at 3 o'clock in the morning. How many of us haven't? But I think maybe, you know, he just succumbed to that. To that medicine. And remember, we also had a manager here that fell asleep at the wheel.
Absolutely.
A couple of years ago. So, you know, so those things happen. You know, I'm not going to jump on him or talk about him real bad because of what happened. He's a victim of bad judgment, if anything else. And let's face it, we don't know where he was and how he felt when he left the other place. And I think that's what people don't understand. He might have felt fine when he left where he was. And, you know, once you start driving and you get those drugs and you get relaxed, there's a pretty good chance that you can that can happen to what happened to him.
That's true, baby. Oh, but we still make fun of Tony La Russa for that happening. It happened. I'm not gonna say he's a terrible person. That doesn't mean I'm not gonna make fun of him for it and say this is the final straw of your public image there, champ.
And La Russa, obviously he one of the most successful managers in the history of Major League Baseball, but he's not the same name as what Tiger Woods is.
I just brought up the fact that it happens.
It does.
It happens to a lot of people.
And here's another thing too.
He didn't fall from grace for that. No, he doesn't. So I wouldn't put him in that category either, as far as falling from grace. But I want to touch on the Cardinals, though, before I get off of here. And I think this team needs to try to focus in another direction as far as the development is concerned.
And evaluating talent, too. Apparently they haven't done too good of a job of that either.
You know, that's what all we hear are all these good pitchers the Cardinals have in their farm system. What was the Cardinals need to start drafting and try to develop some bats, some power hitters?
Well, that's what they tried to do they didn't draft Randall Grichuk. He was traded, and so was Steven Piscotty. But, I mean, at least they evaluated them, and they held them in high enough regard that they wanted to acquire them and develop them to these power hitters. And we saw Randall Grichuk last year after he got he went down to Memphis, and then he came up, and he was one of their better players in September. So maybe he will react the same way this time. But, man, if you were playing in St. Louis one day, and then, oh, by the way, you're not going to Memphis, you're not going to Springfield, you're going to Palm Beach. He's got to be like, you've got to be kidding
me. You know what? Now you're talking about locally, that could be a player falling from grace.
Yes, absolutely.
On a local basis.
You're right about that.
Let's face it, and I'm not buying the fact that he's down there with the trainers that were in spring training. I mean, something is really wrong here.
Well, I just think that he just can't see the strike zone. So he is probably down there doing like some kind of remedial hitting again. This is just kind of like extended spring training. Maybe they feel like that's the best thing for him. It's just that I don't know what kind of mental shape he's going to be coming back to if he does come back. I don't even know if he's even going to come back. It wouldn't shock me at all if he was part of some kind of trade package.
You know, extended spring training is usually for guys who got injured.
You're right.
With some kind of injury. And I thought he would go down to double-A ball, where the competition is actually better. And I could see him not going to triple-A. I thought he would go to double-A you know, where they say the competition is actually pretty good. So as far as the confidence builder, I mean, hitting double A is not going to really do anything with confidence.
That's why I don't think it's confidence, baby. Yo, the fact that it's single A and it's during extended spring training tells me that there's something from a mechanical mindset that the Cardinals have seen that's wrong with Grichuk, because the only reason to send him that far down, if it's not a confidence issue, is because you want him to step away a little bit more from the plate, worry about actually getting numbers, and just worry on doing the little things that he's doing wrong right now. So just that enough thinks, for me at least, tips it that it's more mechanical and it's not as much a confidence issue that we saw with last year.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Getting busted down to A-ball, if that doesn't hurt your confidence or give you more incentive to get back to the major leagues, I don't know, because I've never played major league baseball in my life.
And I'm trying to think of any kind of precedence there is for this, where you have a player on your major league roster and you bust them all the way down to single A. And John Mozeliak said something about like how, well, they feel like he'll be under less stress down there. I mean, this is too stressful for him now. I don't know if playing left field for the St. Louis Cardinals is in this guy's future.
Yes, well, I'm going to tell you something. Coming from me, I think we've seen the last of Randall Grichuk. Next time we see Randall Grichuk in the major leagues, it'll be with somebody else's uniform.
Could very well be.
I'm not speaking from any kind of knowledge or anything. That's just a gut feeling that I have, because you don't get busted down that far. And you got it, all of a sudden you go, quote unquote, get your stroke back or whatever, and they go bring you back from A-ball up to the major leagues. I just can't see it, but we will soon see. Take care, guys.
Appreciate the phone call, baby O, as always. Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Mr. 99.9% joins us. Where's his music? There it is. We can't have Mark on the air without Mark's entrance music.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, Mark?
Shout out to Baby O. Hey, what was that brawl? Yes, who was involved in that brawl yesterday, man?
That was Hunter Strickland and Bryce Harper.
Okay. I saw highlights of that. Am I mistaken? Did this guy throw at Harper because he had two home runs off of him about 3 or 4 years ago?
In the playoffs in 2014, that's the reason why. Hunter Strickland has held on to that angst for 3 years, and then decided that yesterday was the day to get even.
Well, talk about gutless, man. That's what you call world class gutless.
Especially if you're a relief pitcher, knowing damn well that you're never going to have to grab the bat and get in that box and take that heat yourself.
I don't blame Bryce Harper for telling you.
I don't either,
guy, man. Yeah, that's crazy. That is what we call a B move, man.
Big time.
Come on, you go throw the. If you don't want Bryce Harper to show you up, I got a news flash for you, man. Throw some strikes and strike him out.
I'm with you on that 100%.
I'm sick of these pitches, man. They get mad because they get the people want to point their backs and stuff. It's one way to sell that, people. Throw strikes. Get them out.
The pitchers are the most thin-skinned people on the face of the earth. Every statistical they have every single statistical advantage when they're on the mound. And the one time that they make a mistake, they can't handle it. And the way to solve that problem is to hit the guy with a 95 mile per hour baseball. And don't give me any of this old school BS, or that's the way that they police the game. Stop it. You're a thin-skinned little baby who can't stand being shown up. And how many times do we see pitchers go off the mound and they pump their fists or they yell in the glove after they make a big strikeout?
Right.
You see that all the time, too. So come on. It's a bunch of BS.
Right. I totally agree, man. I said, now this guy going to hold a grudge for three years.
3 years.
And throw the ball. I don't blame Bryce Harper. I would have beat his head in,
and
man.
Mark, I don't know if you heard this too, but Bryce Harper got suspended 4 games, and Hunter Strickland only got 6. Now, Hunter Strickland is a middle relief pitcher, so he's used very sparingly. He's probably not even going to see all 6. Like, you know, let's say he wasn't going to be suspended. He probably wasn't going to see action in all 6 of those games, but you know that Bryce Harper was going to be starting in all 4 of those, and Bryce Harper was a victim in all this. So tell me who got the fair share on that one.
Right. And for Posey not to go out there and help his teammate, man, I thought that was kind of classes too, talking about he didn't want to get hurt.
Mark, for the exact same reason why we're calling out Strickland for it being a dumb reason to throw, I actually kind of respect Posey for saying, you know what, idiot?
I kind of do too, but you know what, Posey sat back.
Posey sat back and said, listen, idiot, this is your beef. I'm not sanctioning the fact that you're too so stupid to do this.
I'm not saying Posey's got to run out there like the ultimate warrior.
Respect
you. You at least got to make an effort.
No.
I'm just saying, just jog behind him.
You step out for your boy plenty of times, except for that one time where he deserves it. And you're like, you know what? You wrote this check yourself. You're going to have to catch this beating.
Okay,
I'm sorry, fella.
Okay,
I'll be here to pick you up after they walk away.
Okay,
I'll make sure nothing bad happens, but you deserve this one.
But you know what you've done now? Maybe you divided that locker room.
Well,
yeah,
then he shouldn't be
really
putting.
Was upset with all Posey for doing that.
I believe
that
100%.
And there were teammates.
There's nobody more old school than baseball players.
It's fine. There were teammates who were mad at Strickland, and they said he went out there and put us in a position in a game that we're still playing to he fought his own vendetta instead of putting the team's W and L record ahead of his own personal feelings. And so, that was a weak move.
Even though you might not agree with what he did, that's still your teammate, man. You still got to stick up for him regardless.
That's right.
You might not like everything he does.
There's a line.
I'm not saying he's got to get that involved, but you can't be standing there behind home.
There's a line. I think Buster Posey was trying to send a message to Strickland that you can't put your own pettiness ahead of this team, and so I'm not going to help you on this one. I honestly can't blame Posey for that one, because again, I think what Strickland did was incredibly selfish, incredibly childish, and sometimes sometimes when your buddy's acting up, he's got to catch a fist in the face. It's gonna be a better lesson for him in the long run.
Sometimes you think Hunter Strickland's interested in learning that lesson, though.
Your friend usually isn't either. But sometimes you got to let him catch the fist. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes you got to let him take the one hit.
How great is Bryce Harper's hair, though, man? He's got a head of hair I'd kill both of you for. He has got a great head of hair. Would it shock you at all if Bryce Harper, before he ran out the home plate, if he tore off his uniform and there was a male romper he was wearing underneath that?
A male romper. What's up with those things, man?
I don't know, man. I blame James Bond and Goldfinger. He wore one when he got out of the pool. And your boy and your boy Cam Newton wore one at Coachella a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, Google that. Your boy Cam Newton was wearing that male romper with flowers all over it too. Serious.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm just waiting for the series to start on Thursday, man. And I want LeBron James and the Cavaliers to stomp those Golden State Warriors, man.
I want Cleveland to win as well. I just have a feeling they're not going to.
I don't know, man. I think for them to be the underdog like that and they the champions, I don't agree with that whatsoever. Man.
To be honest with you, I just want the series to be good, man. I think it would be so bad for the NBA if this series is a blowout.
Right, it would be.
Then it'd be like, what's the point? I mean, Rocky, I know you're going to tell me that you're going to watch it for Giannis and Karl Anthony Towns and all these other different reasons, but you're a big NBA fan. If you're the casual fan, there'd be no point in watching the NBA next year. If you're a casual fan, you're not a casual fan, Rocky.
I'm sorry, do you only watch sports regular seasons? Like, why do you watch sports regular seasons? Like,
I'm talking about the casual fan.
I'm saying any sport. Like, why do you watch a regular season game of any sport
anytime? I enjoy watching it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure casual fans still enjoy watching that sport. They're not diehards, but they still enjoy watching that sport for a reason. I just don't see the reason why the fact that the championship's already decided is going to be like, well, I can't watch the regular season now. I'm just going to – like, that's – I don't – No, of course people are still going to watch it. The NBA apparently was screwed this year, and the ratings didn't move. They didn't get worse even during the regular season. So people want to watch the sport. You're still watching the best athletes in the world competing at a sport that even if you're a casual fan that you are a fan of, we didn't see it this year with the ratings drop. So I don't know why it would next year.
A lot of people – Rocky, a lot of people may not have watched basketball because it was down, but it's still, like I said, the ratings were still up there, and it's the service basically, you know, kicked hockey in its butt with the playoffs and everything. So.
Well, they do every year, though, which is kind of funny because usually the NHL playoffs are so much better than the NBA playoffs as far as the competition goes, and the ratings are not even close. They're like night and day.
Not even close.
Even locally, Dan Caesar, I would imagine about a month from now, is going to have a column in the Post-Dispatch. It won't be the entire column. It'll be part of the column. He'll talk about what the ratings were locally for the Stanley Cup playoffs and what they were for the NBA Finals. In the NBA Finals, they always trounce the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I understand that the Stanley Cup playoffs aren't always on, you know, on network TV. Sometimes they're on NBC Sports, and sometimes they're on regular NBC. But there's a reason for that.
Right. It's a niche sport, man. That's what I say. It's just a niche sport. You know, a lot of people can't get into hockey, so you're still going to have basketball. That's worldwide, man. Basketball is played worldwide.
So. Absolutely. It's become a global game, and it's also kind of taken a little bit of what the NFL does. It's become a round-the-year league, too, where the hot stove league is just as entertaining as what the regular season is. I mean, there's only one other sport that's like that, and that's the NFL. Once the World Series is over, for the most part, people don't pay attention. They don't talk about baseball. Same thing with college sports, the NHL. Once the season's over, you usually don't talk about it. We just had Howard Balzer on. I mean, we're going to continue to have Howard Balzer
the NBA,
on.
The NBA is the closest to it.
It really
the
is.
The NBA is the only other sport that's knocking on fully, just breaking through that bubble and becoming a full 365-day-a-year league.
Baby O's texting in, if that were Madison Baumgartner, Posey would have tried to stop Harper.
Yes, 100%, because I think and I also think that's different. First of all, if Baumgartner has an issue with a player, he's probably seen him in the last couple months. He's not working on a
not holding
on a grudge
on to 3 years.
3 years. And it's also at the same time, Baumgartner as a starter, I think, is going to be more in tune with the situation, I think, and he's not going to let himself, you know, when the team's, you know, when the game's still close, or if they're down, or if it's not the, you know, unless it's the first inning, Baumgartner's just going to go.
I don't know if I would want to fight Madison Baumgartner, though, man. He looks like he could probably really handle himself. He's a big boy.
True.
All right.
But, I mean.
Hey, guys.
Mark, have a good night. I'm sure we'll talk to you on Thursday before game one.
All right. Take it easy.
I want to defend somebody that I've normally been extraordinarily critical of, and that's LeVar Ball. What do you mean, how dare I?
What are you going to defend him on?
Well, okay, I'm surprised.
This whack video he made?
What's that?
This whack video
No. I'm surprised this hasn't been a bigger story. There was a video servicing around of him talking to his team at halftime that LaMelo Ball, which I believe is the youngest of the Ball brothers, the Ball sons, he's the youngest one, and LeVar is their head coach, and it was a video of his halftime speech. And I think the name of the team was the Big Ballers. And, I mean, they were getting killed by the other team. And you saw the video of the team play,
and
you'd now understand why.
And mind you, yes, Big Ballers is one of the newest AAU teams in the entire racket. I can't remember the exact name of the one they played. I'm blanking on it right now. It's not in front of me. But it's one of the most prolific AAU teams in terms of college picks they've gotten, NBA guys they've had, and championships they won on the circuit. I mean, this is one of the most prolific AAU teams in the circuit at all. So it's not that surprising, but also
it's not. But I mean, I saw a lot of people on Twitter bang on LeVar Ball for the way that he was talking to that team, a team of 15-year-olds, and I didn't think what he said was anything bad at all. Now, it was like only 45 seconds. He didn't curse the kids one bit, and he's just trying to teach them. And these kids are 15. They're not 5. I'm tired of these kids being coddled all the time. They're 15 years old. You can't coddle these kids the entire time, and then whenever they get in the real world, whenever God knows when that will be, and expect them all to figure it out. It doesn't happen that way. That's how you learn about life. That's a part of the reason why you play youth sports.
What coddling are youth sports are you seeing?
Oh, you talk about participation trophies for everything?
Oh, you mean the thing that the parents did that the kids have had no movement in at all?
I'm talking about the parents. I'm not yelling at the kids. I'm yelling at the parents. This has nothing to do with the kids.
I've never seen I've never seen coaches coddle kids before. At any level in any sport. I mean, I've never seen coaches full on coddle kids. I don't care. Even the nicest coaches found a way. They pulled off that I'm disappointed stuff better than my parents did.
Well, my niece Nora, her T-ball team gets coddled, but they're 4.
Exactly my point.
Yeah, they're 4.
I'm just saying. I saw the speech too. I just don't think. Should we really be that surprised that a guy who played, you know, we're going to make fun of his college stats again. A guy who played college ball. I don't think we should be surprised that he has some t- touch when it comes to actually coaching the game. I don't think that should shock us, especially when, you know, his sons are on the team.
I'm not saying he's a good coach or a bad coach.
No, but
I saw a lot of people on Twitter banging on the guy saying, oh, I mean, if he talked to my kid like that, I'm like, what's he doing? That was so wrong.
Everything I heard from him is exactly the kind of comments that I would hear from coaches.
I've heard it too, plenty of times.
It was very regular talk. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just people angry. Just people actually getting a glimpse of what their kids is being said to their kid when they're in the huddle.
I saw my old baseball coach a couple years ago at a wedding, my old high school baseball coach. And I talked to him about this time that I just completely brain farted on a play at third base. Just completely brain farted. There was no excuse. And I can still hear him scream my name from across the diamond. And thank God the shortstop made that play, and that was the final out of the inning. And he glared at me the entire time. I ran across the diamond and glared at me as I ran into the dugout. Didn't say a word, just glared at me.
Didn't hit you with the Mike Shannon?
No, he did not hit me with the Mike Shannon, did not hit me at all. And I asked him if he remembered that, and he just kind of chuckled. He goes, no, I don't. He goes, but you sure did. And I'm like, I'm not saying that I'm mad at you or anything like that. I'm just saying that I remember when you yelled at me, and I'm like, I wish I had a better explanation for why I didn't make that catch, but I just didn't.
See, I wanted to talk about LeVar Ball today. I actually didn't because I'm trying to not, because be, that, the, that I'm trying video, to not be the person he, who brings he, up LeVar Ball.
He accepted that ice cube challenge. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And he shot that ball, and there's no way he made that. There's no way. You heard the gigantic clank.
Here's the thing. I can't decide which I respect. Do you respect more the fact that he said that he didn't care? He kind of chuckles about it when he says, oh, that looks good, and then he hears it. So I wonder if he's having a little fun with it and just saying screw it. So do I respect him more for having some fun with the fact that he maybe missed and just saying screw it? Or do we point out the fact that he was too lazy to do what everyone has always done and maybe have a separate shot of the ball going in so you kind of splice
together?
I don't
think he really cared.
Maybe you reshoot it a little bit. I thought it was a funny video. Again, I thought he kind of chuckled at it. The funny thing I thought was funnier is all the people were making fun of the shirt he was wearing, which was a big Baller brand shirt.
Of course he's got to wear that.
People are putting out there, obviously. People are putting out there, you know, the shirt looks like the one you'd buy for your 3-on-3 basketball team in college from the mock-up store down the road.